Blog Talk Radio.
To that group. Good evening and welcome to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gaze Show. The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West, and wherever you are in the world, that's what time it is wherever you are in the world. Today is February the 26th, 2022, and the month is gone. It's over. It's almost out of here. It's another couple of days. We celebrated Black History Month this month. But remember, Black History is every day, not just February, all right? Once again, welcome to the show. We have special guests, not with an S, but with a Z. We have special guests on the show today. I have to emphasize that because our guest is St. James, that's J-A-I-M-Z, and Pops, P-O-P-Z. From Household Name Entertainment. Zane has been a guest on the show before, and he's back again to join us. And yesterday there was an award show, the Indie Soul Artist Awards, and St. James was up for an award, which we were going to talk with him about, with some heavy competition. You know, some real heavy competition. Now, I don't know the outcome. I don't know, you know, who won. I haven't found out, you know, what the outcome was. But just to be nominated has to be such an honor. So I have the board open for all of you who are listening. If you have a question or comment when our guest gets here, which we scheduled, we asked for him to come in at 6:30 this evening, at 6:30. And if you... If you're listening and you have a question or comment, but you don't like to really talk, because some people don't really like to talk, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS and sign up for the chat room. And I can read whatever your question or comment is on the show. So, yeah, feel free to do that. And if you're listening on the internet, you can call into the show at 516-531-9861. That's 516-531-9861. Now, I have to tell you, we've got some rules around here. Okay, we do have some rules. Please, for the, you know, the quality of the show, if you're not speaking, please keep yourself on mute. Try to keep all noise, I mean, just to the bare minimum, all right? The bare minimum, meaning no noise, please. For the quality of the show. I see there's a hand raised. I'm going to go ahead and open up their mic. This is 585-485-4586. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open up your mic. Welcome to the TMGS. Who's calling?
Yes, Michael's Janet, your co-host.
Oh, I didn't recognize the number.
Right. It's a New York number. I have company, and so they're using my phone, so I'll be using this, and I don't know about the mute. I'm going to try and find it. And but I'll be on mute most of the time because I got, like I say, a lot of company, and I don't want to make noise.
No problem. In fact, what I did, one great thing about the board is that when I see your number, I can put your name there so I know that that's you, so I can, you know, go back and forth on it. But before our guests arrive, again, like I said, we requested that they come in at 6:30 because we do have a total of 90 minutes with them, you guys. So I know this is going to be a great conversation. Get your questions and comments. Or Betty, get your questions ready. Pleasure to have St. James on the show. Don't you agree, Janet?
Yes, it sure is. I've been listening to the music all week just about, so I'm ready. I just have to figure out how to put myself on mute. So give me a second.
I got you covered on this end, you know. But no, find the mute button, and we'll take it from there. Let's see here. I just got a text from Cotton Campbell, another co-host. He said that she is on the board, which I do see you, Cotton, there, but it's loud where she's at, so hopefully she'll get into a more quiet atmosphere before we open up her mic. And just wave your hand, Cotton, when you're ready, and we will open up your mic. But before we get started with our guest, like I said, he's going to join us at the 6:30 Eastern time at the half hour. We got another co-host who's popping up. I'm sure they're going to pop their hand up, and I'll open up their mic. But I want to talk a little bit about the nominee that President Biden picked for the Supreme Court. Now, you guys, there's a lot of stuff, and I just want to go back real quick before we start there. There's a lot of stuff that we, you know, decided not to talk about because we managed to have, like I said, 90 minutes with St. James and Pops. But next week, we're going to get into a lot of things. A particular listener to the show made a comment last week about a topic we were talking about, so we're going to cover that. We're going to cover a lot of the court cases that are going on now. If you're keeping up with it, you know, I always say that when an event happens and everybody speaks about it, it's like, oh, that's a shame. This should happen. That should happen. This should happen. But then after a certain amount of time, it just disappears. No one ever follows up on it, but we do. We followed up on the George Floyd situation, and once that officer was found guilty, now everybody's just like, that's it. But keep in mind, there's three other officers, and they just went through the federal case, all right? So we're going to keep following up next week on that and a few other cases that you may have forgot about. But I'm going to open up the mic to another co-host in Los Angeles, California, the one, the only comedian and author, and actor too, Mr. Timon Chip. What's up, my brother Timon?
Mike, how are you this Saturday, man?
Another I'm good,
day
I'm
in
good,
paradise,
good.
Bro. Another day in paradise.
You got that right.
Oh, do it.
Every day is paradise.
Yeah.
Either way, every day is paradise.
Who else is on with you?
Janet is here. She has to
I'm swap here.
Phones.
Yeah, I'm here, Tommy. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Are you ready for St. James and Pop?
For what?
St. James and Pop. They're going to be on today. R&B artists.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm ready to hear.
Oh, yeah, man, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I don't want to say too much about it. As I'm looking at the board, it's filling up. There's a lot of callers calling in, listening now, and I appreciate you guys. There's a lot of callers calling in, listening now, so I know they're anticipating when our guest arrives. But let me ask you, Timon and Janet, in fact, first, rewind. Janet, tell us a little bit about Biden's nominee. Of all the people, because this was a campaign promise that he was going to nominate an African-American woman, and he did. But there's some pushback on it from the, of course, Republican side. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when she was nominated before, we had three Republicans who said yes for her nomination to be the circuit court, I think, judge in Washington, D.C., and so that's Judge Jackson. Which was a real good pick because the judge that is the Supreme Court justice that's retiring, she was under him, you know. So and she's got a lot of weight behind her name, you know. So I think Biden picked a wonderful pick when he picked her.
Now, Mike, think about what we're doing, Mike. We're worried about what color again. We are so... I was on a podcast today, and I just said to myself, this is the dumbest thing in the world that we're doing. We have had to, because we've been assimilating to be like white folks for years. The person who even created racism, you know, to this color and black thing, this white and black thing, you know, it's a hell of a psychology, bruh. It's a hell of a psychology that we're sitting here having to prove to someone that we're qualified because of the color of our skin. I'm sitting there watching Many Rivers to Cross right now by Henry Louis Gates. I mean, we're still talking about this. This is the ignorance of having to do this. We've had Thurgood Marshall and we had, you know, Clayton Powell and all these folks. Black folks have been proving themselves for years. And had to show this. We just signed the Civil Rights Act in 64 and the voting in 65. And Clarence Thomas, who's over there with the Supreme Court, his wife was behind the January 6th crap. And this dude is in this. But yeah, we have to prove this sister's got to show. Oh, I'm gonna put a black woman in. You have to make an announcement for that shit? Can you believe that? How insane that is? That racism has been in our system for years. Everything has been connected to race. And it was perpetrated.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But the thing is that where I don't see it ever going away. I don't ever see racism going away. There's no signs of it. I mean, you would think. I mean, think about it. You would think that after a certain amount of time that it would get into some folks' system. That, you know, this is a waste of time. You would think as generation after generation. Yeah, well, you would think generation after generation that the young folks would be like, wow, you all tripped like that, you know, this and that. But it's not, because racism is taught. It's not bred in you. It's taught. Correct?
I'm telling you, man, to really think about that, she's married to a white cat, right? Do you know in 1967 they passed the biracial What was it called, Janet? The where blacks and whites get married. that the Lovey Law?
Interracial marriages.
Interracial. There you go. You signed that in 1967. She's married to a white cat. You know, Kamala Harris is with a white dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clarence Thomas is with
a white wife. Mm-hmm.
But for years, you couldn't even do anything, but yet it was okay for the Thomas Jeffersons of the world to rape the Sally Hemings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why they don't want to go down. They don't want to discuss, and it's not about critical race theory. They don't want to discuss race, period. Now, they're right there. We're dealing with race right now. They're talking about critical race theory. You're dealing with race. Just putting in a Supreme Court. He had to make an announcement. I'm going to put a black woman in. See how crazy that is? He didn't just say I'm going to
He was giving them a forewarning, I guess, to kind of let it marinate, you know, that at the one point he's going to do this. So I guess he was giving them forewarning. But I agree with you because here's the thing is that there are many of them that are saying they'd like to sit down and talk with her and everything, which, of course, they're going to be vetted. They're going to be questioned. Any Supreme Court nominee is treated that way, true enough. You know, it kind of disappointed me yesterday when I was listening to the news. I was at work and I was in the break room, and unfortunately a black female anchor made this comment, said, if Jackson is approved, she will be the second, she said, black person to be on the Supreme Court. And I'm like, wow, you're a journalist, and you said the second? She would be the third. Correct?
But the thing is, she's the first black woman. That's what she should have
I know, said. No. She said no, but I know. I know she would be the first black woman ever, but this journalist said she would be the second black. Thurgood Marshall was first. Clarence Thomas was the second. Now, she may have misspoke. I'm not going to throw rocks at her on that, but, I mean.
But Mike, ask yourself a question. We're actually discussing first, second, and third.
Mm-hmm.
That had 100 years. You didn't have, it was always about a white man. Everything was about the white man, that he was so perfect. And it's been pure hypocrisy. That's why they don't want you to know history. They don't want you to read. They don't want you to pay attention to anything. Yeah, it's cool that you put a black woman. That's great. But my thing is, hey, man, you conned me. This is a giant con. It's all bull crap. It's all hypocrisy. The same cat that told me that I was three-fifths a human, but yet you were talking about liberty? Come on, bro. You know, you talked all this yin-yang about, you got to do this. You know, black people got to, they got to do doubly better. Oh my God, there's a black kid swimming in a swimming pool. We're going to have to drain that swimming pool. That's how ignorant they were. You know, they would drain the damn swimming pool, Mike, because one black kid swimming in the pool. We can't even make this crap up. There's a whole museum on negative black propaganda. You know how long we have been spending to try and put positiveness within black people to talk about. I mean, W. Du Bois had to take a full museum around the world to show the positiveness of black people. Too busy trying to dog us out. And for what? Color our skin. Everything was for economic jealousy, bruh. And let me tell you, them rich white folks sold them food. Mike, they have eaten. They've been getting their pocket picked a long time. White folks picked their, and they stupid.
When you came on, you said that, you know, it's ridiculous that the president has to make an announcement that he's, or better yet, he said during his campaign that he was looking at, when it came time to appoint a Supreme Court justice, he was going to pick a black woman in order for the court to reflect America. Do you think that this is the way it, or that being that said, do you think this is going to reflect more of what America looks like? of having a black woman on the Supreme Court?
No. Never.
Okay.
It was not going to happen because, Mike, these are the very – look, the fact is, the fact that Martin Luther King and Malcolm X were murdered in this country for peace, you killed a peaceful protester. You didn't kill somebody that was out there. You killed a peaceful protester. Why? Because he called you out on your crap. Do that for the A-ship, well, what happened to the black father? Why don't you ask the American government, bro? You got Google? Google it. They'll tell you what happened to the black father. He didn't just up and leave. He was removed. See, when you do this, Mike, when you do this about a Supreme Court, it opens up, and you say you're using race now. Said this, not us. They said we're going to put in a what? The first black female Supreme Court judge. So what does that do? That's and what month are we in? Black History Month.
History Month, right. Perfect timing.
So, and when you look at it now, when you look at it, you look at what was done and ask yourself how far we've come that we still have to make that announcement. I tell you, if they don't believe in any racial thing, Mike, and that there is no racism, then why is our job application still state white, black, Indian, Native American?
And African American. Well, you know, we went over this. I have to say this though. We've talked about that before, and I have said that what I look at how it has changed over the years, because again, you go back to where the application first said, I believe it said colored, then it said Negro, then it said black. Then it said African American. So, like I've always said, there was always an identity crisis for us. And more than likely, that was intentional. But let me let Janet chime in and get her response real quick. Do you think that having a black woman on the Supreme Court will make America, according to what was said, look more like America? Of having this diversity.
Yes, I think, I feel that she has, like when they said Hillary Clinton said she broke the glass ceiling when she almost became president, I think we really broke the glass ceiling when we got a black female justice for the Supreme Court. You know, so now it's more of a diversity in the Supreme Court because we have a black woman, a black man. We have a white woman, a couple of white men, and we have a Hispanic woman. So I think once we get an Indian in there, I think we'll have it made in the shade, you know? So.
Well, we haven't had an Asian in there yet, though, right? If that's supposed to be what America's supposed to look like, I mean, we don't have an Asian.
As far as diversity, I think we have come a long way.
Okay.
I mean, we have Asian judges. We have black judges. You know, but like I said, your damage and the fact that I'm still discussing race in 2022, you know, I mean, like I said, you've come far, you're this or that. You know, we discussed what? They only put one black dude. You only have one black coach in the NFL. You know, I mean, you can start pointing out certain things that have not changed, you know. Okay, we still getting black brothers still getting killed. You've already done your damage. You still have issues within the black community where money is not trickling down like they said it was, you know, and you know it's still a struggle. And you keep saying land of the free, land of liberty, you know. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying. No, we haven't. Is opportunities better than probably for you? Yeah. There's opportunity out there, but you damn sure got to go dig for them, do your homework, you know. But Like I said, I don't get. I really don't. You know, I'm great. I'm glad that they're doing it. But the fact that you have to continue to make an announcement that black folks, that I'm going to put in a black woman, you know, why would you have to do that?
But Timon,
well, the first black.
Timon, Biden is the first black president that I am aware of that have put so many black people in different positions.
Who?
The court system. You know, he has really, I feel like he has really did more than what Obama did when it came to all the people that he's hiring. And he knew that the blacks were the ones that really got him elected, and he said he was going to do something for them, and he has.
Well, now, but see, now, you know, Dad, I'm really confused about when, because, you know, black people will say, oh, Obama didn't do nothing. I thought, well, what did you want him to do? Do you believe because the president comes in, your life is going to change? No, you still got to get your ass up every day and go to work. You still got to go and do all the different things you've been doing. I mean, we've made it. I mean, we're in 2022. We went through all the, we went through the Trumps and the Bushes and the Clintons and the everything. Hey, some people did well in the president that was supposed to be the greatest, and some of them did bad. And the ones that was supposed to, you know, that were the worst, you know. But I don't know. You're supposed to, I you know, when they say, you know, he didn't do nothing for me, I never look for presidents to do anything for me anyway. Because you still got to get up and go to work, fight through traffic, make sure you take care of your body mentally and physically. Just like with the pandemic. Oh, Biden's doing this stuff. Biden did nothing to you. The CDC told you what to do. Take care of business, and hey, go get your shots and boosters and wash your hands and wear your mask. You know, the virus is real, you know.
Well, the thing is now, let me chime in on that, because we have like 3 minutes before our guests would join us. I'm monitoring the board for the time that they join us. But real quick, I want to open up the mic because, like I said, we have 3 minutes before our guests join us. Here is a surprise on the board, and I'm glad that he's joining us. Officer Crenshaw, happy Saturday, my brother.
Happy Saturday, what's your Mike, Jan, Timon. I'm just sitting
hey,
back
Officer
listening.
Crenshaw, how you doing?
I'm good. I finally got a break, you know. I've been in trouble. My wife caught me cheating. And she said that I can't eat any ice cream unless she's there with me. So.
Oh, ice cream played a role in that?
So I wasn't supposed to eat nothing. And I did.
Okay. Oh.
That's. I was cheating. See where y'all mind went? Y'all mind went somewhere.
Man, my mind didn't go there. I knew when you mentioned ice cream, you was all right.
Yeah, I just said that ice cream play a word in this.
Crenshaw.
Something about one thing about the new nominee. I don't know anything about her. I don't know her history, her background, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But how many people will be upset because she is a black woman,
mm-hmm.
but so is Vice President Harris. But how many people will be upset if she comes out the way Harris did, and Harris came out with her Asian, if the nominee comes out saying she's African or Nigerian? Instead of just saying she's a black woman, will you feel betrayed? Because we're still not getting props as black Americans. We're getting identified, like Timon said, amongst all these other different categories, not black Americans. We still have titles.
Mm-hmm.
So if she, I just want to throw out there how many people will be disappointed if she starts talking more about her Nigerian or her African, you know. I don't know if she is or not. I'm just saying if it comes out.
Well, Officer Crenshaw, she going to get in trouble because she married a white boy. They already going to get her. They're going to get her because she's with a white boy. They're going to get, shoot, they got Kamala because she's with a white man. They got Obama,
yeah.
You know, because they didn't think he was black enough. They ain't going to ever be happy.
Yeah,
true.
That's true.
Hey, guys, I have
mean,
to switch
know,
gears.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell
gears.
Them. I mean, you know, I tell you this.
Hey, I got
to
switch
had
gears.
Light skin,
go ahead and finish your comment.
If they had a light skin, they should have still gotten in trouble.
Yep.
Hey, okay, so let me switch gears, you guys, because the time is now 6:30 p.m., and I'd like to stay on schedule as much as possible, though it's not always possible. But we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be back with our special guest of the evening. So, like I said, please get your questions ready, because when we return, we are going to have a great conversation with St. James and Pops here on the TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. We'll be right back.
Please let me make a true confession. I had never been in love before. But since you came in my direction, I've had a change, a change of heart. Them girls, they come a dime a dozen. I fed them things they love to hear. I was never wanting for a lover, but I never knew what true love was indeed. So who, baby? Girl, I'm in love with you. Sure as the sky is blue, just let me prove to you that my love is true. Who do you love?
Are you for sure?
Are you for sure?
Who do you love?
Let me prove my love to you. I used to be the great pretender. For the very first time I'm for real. Girl, you got me listening to my heart now. You gotta believe how I feel. I'm ready to become the giver. Now that I realize that it's a give and take. Oh, love has broken my defenses.
Welcome back to the TMGS, The Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, with my co-host Janet Davis, Timon Schiff, Cotton Campbell, and still a co-host, Officer Crenshaw, is joining us this Saturday. Our special guests are here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm really excited to have St. James back. Also, Pops is with us. Talk about the music. You're going to hear it because you just heard Who Do You Love by St. James. So without further ado, I want to open up the microphone, and everybody, please put your hands together for St. James and Pops here on the TMGF. Please, come on now. Let's go. Let's get it.
Hey, hey.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, studio audience, that's enough, that's enough, that's enough. Okay, 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 that's enough. That's enough. Welcome back, my brother. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. What's up, Mike? What's up, Cotton, everybody? What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
What's happening? Hey.
All right, Janice.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you. Janice using a different phone, so I think she's trying to find.
Yeah, I'm on mute.
Okay.
But I was
unmute
cheering.
Oh, she was cheering.
Everybody who gets that. All good.
Yeah, all right, all right. Okay, so I want to get into this first before we get to the music. Yesterday was the Indie Soul Awards, correct? And you were nominated. This is the second time you've been nominated in a different category. And wow, you were in a category with some heavyweights. And I'm sure that's
tough,
an honor.
It was a tough one. Yeah, it was an honor, man. Some tough guys in that, in that thing, man.
Man, Stokely Williams, Raheem Devon, Will Downing. I had the pleasure of interviewing two of those nominees, but I never found out the outcome. Can you tell us the outcome?
I don't even know the outcome. I think it was Will Downing.
You don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
Ow.
Wow.
Hold on one second. I can get that information for you real quick. Hold on, though, because I know I didn't win, because you know how I know is because I didn't get a phone call to do a radio drop.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like that a lot, like that whole show is pre-recorded. So if I had won or was in the running for winning, I would have got a phone call from Chris Clay saying, just in case you win, say this. And then I would, like they were pre-recorded, and then they would slide it in there during the broadcast. So that's how I know I wasn't going to win. But I was honored to be nominated. I put together a whole weekly campaign of announcing my nomination and just reflecting on the year I had this year was really awesome.
Fantastic, man. Like Janet said earlier, I've been listening to your music all week. Well, actually, more than that, because when you first agreed to come on the show, I started doing some research. I looked at a lot of your interviews, some that you did not too long ago, like just a couple of weeks ago. I just really liked a lot of the things that you said and shared. But without further ado, I want to bring Pops in. I believe Pops is here. Is that 818-950? Pops, you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right. How you doing? All right. All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
Thank you. Okay, so I want to start with this, and I want to address Pops on this one. We've had the honor of having James on the show before, and like we said, the music is just awesome. Now, of course, you've known James all your life, right? So,
yes.
And can you give us a little background about him, where you saw, or Betty, and I understand the family is that this is a very talented family. That's what I've been told. Where did you see his talent? And tell us a little bit about yourself of how you got into the music industry. Was it before St. James, or you were doing, you know, music ahead of time and he latched onto it, or how did that work out?
Well, I was doing music before St. James. My dad was a in a gospel quartet. So I was brought up in the gospel arena. And consequently, growing up, I grew up loving gospel, and jazz was played in our household. That's what I grew up listening to. And I moved to New York to pursue my career as an adult, which was really hard to do. And I had been introduced to St. James music at that particular time and has been with him ever since, doing the music side by side with him. I lived in New York for almost 8-9 years, the Harlem area, the Bronx area, struggling. Had to get a job. You know, survive. You can't survive in New York. It's a cold place, not just the weather, the people. Not all the people, but it's just a cold place to live. It's a beautiful city, but you got to be ready to go through some things and to endure. I worked at a homeless shelter, and I literally grew up working in this shelter. I saw some things I never thought I'd see in my life. I mean, there were FBI people bringing us photos of criminals they were looking for, because these guys would be in the system, living in homeless shelters with their wives or their girlfriends, you know, trying to hide from the police.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite an experience. The first time I dealt with crack, I smelled crack in a homeless shelter. I mean, the people were suffering. Mm-hmm. It was just a sad time, but it wasn't all sad, because there were times when on duty I would greet people and say good morning. And I learned that from my mother as a child. Always greet people good morning or say good night.
Mm-hmm.
And people would look at me as when they come in the building. You know, people living in those shelters, they could have had good jobs. They could have had, you know, college degrees or whatever. You never know when things going to go sour on you in your life and put you in a situation like that. But I tried to make people feel like, hey, man, you know, it's going to be all right. How you doing? Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
When I first tried saying good morning to people, man, they look at me like that was crazy.
Hey, man, I know the people.
Yeah, they have to sign a book to go in or out, come back. After a while, they got used to me saying good morning, and they would just say good morning and sign the book, you know.
Right.
So, like I said, it wasn't all bad, but musically, I've been listening to St. James music and loving what he's been doing. He was in New York, my biological son.
Okay.
And music was something that they really wanted to do. They were traveling around.
Let me interject in here, Pop. So it was a really tough time in New York. The whole shopping record deals and Pop and I, we were like, excuse me.
I said, yeah, we were struggling.
Yeah, so the journey to get to where we are now was really like different than a lot of other artists who pay their dues to get to this industry, which I still believe at this point in my life, why the hell should we have to pay dues to do what we love? It's almost a ridiculous notion if people would just do good business, communicate effectively, and really have talent. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much extra stuff going on around that reality. So we got to that point, and I moved to California, originally from Chicago, Ohio, Chicago area. I moved to California. And Pops was moved out here to L.A. Then he ended up in Merced. I said, come on out here to Sacramento where I'm at and let's work. And the rest is history. And so here we are today, man. But Pops, prior to even any of this, Pops was signed to a major record label, and he had a deal with – and he was a songwriter and one of the vocalists to the Crowd Pleasers in 1979. Mm-hmm. They had a number 88 Billboard record. So he's had some musical history. He's
He actually knew Babyface Kenneth Edmonds when he was still out of Indianapolis. He picked him up. You know, he has, you know, L.A. Reid, all the, he has a really extensive background in history and music and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, Pops is a seasoned veteran. Just, you know how that era of industry went with when people, when they took publishing, these artists didn't get publishing, like from Etta James mm-hmm. on, a lot of them didn't get nothing. Pops is mm-hmm. no different at he's at 77 years old. You know how that era of music where they really, really taking those people's rights and royalties and stuff. It was crazy.
Right, right. So you covered how you guys met and everything. So this project, and especially the song I want to play first, since we have you on the line, is Simple Man. Tell us mm-hmm. how did that whole project come together, the title, just the whole structure of this song come about. And afterwards, please introduce the track, and we'll be obliged to hear it.
Okay, I'm going to let Pops take over, but I just want to say that I understood Pops at 70-something, 76, 77 when we did the record. He's now 77 years old, about to be 78. A proud black man making it to be that 78 years old is a really great milestone in the life of an African-American male to still be here and still be able to sing mm-hmm. and do what he loves. So that was really my notion, my Pops. I wanted Pops to have a, you know, when you go through travesty or disappointment like you do when you lose your record deal or you lose, your money goes, runs out and you have nothing left and you're redeemed with a record and an opportunity again like that. I wanted to reignite his fire on the situation. But most importantly, mm-hmm. I couldn't make a record that sounded like a 2022 trap soul record for a 70-year-old. What was I going to do? So I was like, Pops, we don't have mm-hmm. to. We have to make records that sound like your era, but still fresh and new. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. Pops wrote the song. Pops actually wrote the song himself. Them and his lyrics. He's a really dope songwriter too. So that's the stuff. Go ahead, Pops, take it over.
Yeah, Simple Man was it was very simple because I'm like a romanticist, I guess. It was something I believe that a man would, it's something that I would want to say to a young lady that I met and fell in love with, some simple things. You know what I'm saying? Not beat around the bush about it. And if she was not ready or with someone, I would just wait when the time was right. And when the time was right, you know, then I knew, and she knew also. And I had to let her know that, you know, I was thinking about her, you know, saw her mama, you know.
Right.
Her mom and I used to keep in touch, some of the lyrics.
Okay. Well, go ahead and introduce it for us. Go ahead and introduce your song.
Hey, everybody, I want everybody to put your, whatever you're doing, stop it and listen to my song, Simple Man.
It's been a long time I've been wondering. I haven't seen you in the neighborhood. What's going on with you? Your mama said you spend your days crying. Just let me know if there's something I can do. Today, tomorrow, tonight, take your time. You are my life. Let me show you what I told. Keep you in my life. and I'll never ever give up without a fight. Yeah, today, tomorrow, tonight, take your time. You are my life. Let me show.
Welcome back, you guys, to the TMGS. That's Pops with Simple Man. Oh, you all got to put your hands together on that one now. Come on now. That is, seriously, that's a jam.
That was yeah.
I love it. Cotton Thank Campbell you. Has joined us. Hey, Cotton, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. I'm great. I love that song. I've listened to that one a few times, Pops.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you know what I had it on repeat for like maybe 4 or 5 times. And St. James, I got to say, that vocal arrangement, man, it was like awesome. You know, I mean, I was like, wow, this is great. You know,
thanks.
It was just so well put together. And I feel exactly, I understand exactly what you were saying about, right, you know, doing a song that fits Pop. And has a more of an updated flavor, you know what I mean? And, I mean, like I said, when I first heard it, I want to go ahead and see, get some response from the other co-hosts and listeners. Janet?
Hey, all I can say is, yes, if that was an LP, I would have had a dent in it so deep because I know I listened to that over and over again. That's a wonderful song. Thank you for putting it out.
Thank you.
Let me go to Time and Chip in California. You out there with Pops and St.
Hey,
James.
I'm just a simple man, brother. That's all. I'm just a simple man. That's all it is. It's just that simple. I am a simple man. Great romance, bro. Matter of fact, I'm gonna have to play that for my girl. Yeah, and let her know I'm just a simple man.
You know, a lot of times the song speaks for you, right? You know, if you play the right song, it can speak for you. You ain't got to say a word.
Right.
That can music
speak
for you.
That's the idea.
Yeah, Officer Crenshaw, you got any comment?
He put tears in my eyes listening to that because that is what every boy growing up into a man wants to express to a woman
right.
that he loves.
Mm.
He put tears in his eyes listening to that.
Wow. Yeah, you know,
that's
like
wow,
I said. No, go ahead, James.
When we finished that record, when Pops wrote the lyrics and put that together in terms of the lyrics, and we all come together as a team and we write put these records together and everything, I cry. I had emotional. I think the first probably 4 or 5 times I heard that record after we finished it, finally got the final mix on it, I came home with it and just sat with it and listened and sat down and closed my eyes and listened to that song. I had that same emotional Because I told Papa, this is a, we are independent artists, so we don't have the machine behind us to really push this record to a mainstream place, or from smooth jazz to R&B or to urban AT. If I had the money, I would have done it, but I just don't see it, man. But I'm telling you, when I heard that record, without us putting it together and finally listening to it like a fan of music, I fell in love with it the same way he just did, man. So I totally get it.
Right, right. You know, it made me think about, and not change gears, but I remember when L.J. Reynolds of the Dramatics, you know who he is, when he did the song, That's My Favorite Song. You guys ever heard that? It had that old school sound. And at the time when that song came out, it had that finger snapping type beat, but it was I can't say an updated version, but just the sound of it was an updated sound. You follow what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where
right, right.
The storyline you can relate to. And again, as I said, I listened to it. I had it on repeat to Simple Man. And I guess I didn't have tears in my eyes, but when I was listening to it, I was like, I felt like I was, you know, that's my story. You know what I mean? You know, it's right. Like, you know, when you evaluate yourself, and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty much a Simple Man. I don't need all this and that and the other. And it goes back to what I heard you say, St. James, during an interview of why you do this music. It's not about the money and the fame. It's all about the music. Can you elaborate more on that and what
yes,
you really
– Real quick,
I'm trying to share with everyone.
Okay, real quick, I want to interject and just state that the music video is just as super dope. So if you haven't seen the video, you go on my YouTube page or Facebook or Google it. It's wherever. It's Simple Man Records, St. James featuring P.O.P.Z. Pops. The music video is just as classy. Pops swagged out, got the fedora on. We killing it. And it's a really quality video. Like, it goes perfect with the record. So make sure you check out the video if you haven't seen it yet. Okay, so to answer your question, Michael, I want to say that, you know, I'm 54 years old, so and I'll say that with pride and accomplishment, you know, and I've still got much work to do, but and more stuff to put out, and I have not arrived. I'm at peace with no record deal, no superstardom, and I just want to put out really quality, great music, and it takes money to do that, and so you have to really be inventive on how you generate income in the music business right now, because there's just no regulation or governance in the music industry. Anybody can just get out of prison or whatever. No disrespect, but anybody can go come out of any situation. I'm a rapper. I'm a singer. I'm a music. I got a record label. I got this, really believe that they're significant without no level of regulation. Like in the movies and films, you can't just say I'm an actor or actress. You can be an aspiring actor or actress, but you can never just say I'm an actor or actress without a SAG card. Or some kind of paying dues and some membership, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you think about that part of it, our industry has gotten away from the business model that even though it was flawed, it still had a level of work where you could make music, pay money to make music, take that music, press it on some merchandise situation, and sell it and recoup some money that you pay to make it. You're not able to do that now. There's a reason I'm going through this. I'm saying this before I get to that end of this point, is because you have to love just to make you have to just do it for the love of the music in today's industry, because there's no money in today's industry for specifically black music right now. No record labels are signing major black artists to label deals anymore. There's no urban divisions of these labels anymore. There's no urban AC. There's no urban, you know, black music part of the Def Jam or Universal or Warner Bros. You don't hear that. The corporation that is the music industry is not investing in African American music on any level outside of hip hop. They're not doing it for jazz. They're not doing it for neo soul music or R&B. So anybody doing this now better understand that. And if monetization of your music is the toughest thing to do in a non-regulated industry. So that's why I do the music. So it's simply for the love of music. That's really the point for me. I do it for the music. If I was doing it for money, I would be broke, literally, bro. I mean it. It's disrespectful now.
But, you know, the good thing, though, that I read is that, in fact, I read it in your bio,
of your Throwback to Covers EP. Got over, well, at the time the bio was written, it shows that you had 7 million streams. I'm sure it's gone up since then.
Yes, I'm at 10.5 million now and growing.
Wow. You know, without the help of a major record label.
Yes.
And that's another thing that where a friend of mine, I talked to her last night, Dina Andrews. She said that, you know, the thing that artists look at when they do get a major deal is worldwide exposure. What's your thoughts on that as far as the worldwide exposure that you may or may not get from a major label?
Well, I think what they, everybody's got code words for exploitation. You can call it what you want, worldwide, distribution, this, worldwide. It's exploitation at its best. Because at the end of the day, I'm just being honest. I don't mean this with any malice or any kind of, I'm very much at peace with who I am in my position and what I'm going to do and what I feel. But I really believe that it's exploitation when they can call it what they want. They always disguise it for what it is. But I think this, just for me, this boils down to a level, and not to be political, but it boils down to a level of racism in the music corporation. Because if you think about it, why would there – we got racism in all facets in this country currently, especially at post-Donald Trump and current Donald Trump. Listen, Biden ain't been in office a year, and we're already freaking spending more time talking about what Donald Trump is doing instead of the President of the United States. So we already know we're living in a racist situation where black people are the disparity of our socioeconomic positions, our education system, all that is all this, you know, to the point where we're behind, lagging big time. Why would it be any different in the music industry just because we're a group of talented culture, a culture of talented people? We've been exploited business, though. We could sing and wail and rap and dance and tap dance ourselves into bankruptcy. But at the end of the day, corporate America runs the music industry. They are not investing in our people and in our music any longer, which is why R&B, as an example, has struggled so much. R&B R&B ain't going nowhere. The industry is not capitulating to rhythm and blues and saying, hey, we're going to invest music in black music, but the baby sold got a billion streams. No disrespect to the young black man, you know, he's a rapper, but I'm just saying, how can a rapper be doing better than an R&B singer?
And you know what, and the things that we spoke on the show, I'm sure Janet remembers, I had posed a question of, with the killings of these rappers, and in fact our guest last week, which was Akbar the Great, an artist that's on Karen White's label, we were discussing, why is it the rap community is the only community, or that music, that genre of music, is the only one that you hear of, you know, black-on-black violence, rapper-on-rapper violence. I've never heard of a country and western artist doing a ride-by. I say that, you know, as a joke. On a horse and kill another country and western artist. How come you don't hear about a rock and roll artist killing another artist, you know, having beef, you know? And it goes back to the East Coast, West Coast, but now it's a, you know, I got your girlfriend and she did this to me and did that to me and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's, why is this? Well, and then when you look at where you're saying they're investing into, the labels are investing into this genre of music, not the type of music that you do and many others do, it's like, no, you know, the young kids don't need to hear that. They need to hear this. You follow me?
Well, I think you got to think about how they have been doing this to us, and well, we've allowed them to do it to us, but they've been able to get away with, now I say they, meaning the powers that be, that put all this together. This is not by happenstance that this is going on. This is calculated. Why would you want to tell a generation hope? Why would you want to give a generation of African Americans that you didn't give reparations to any hope for anything else? So it's better to sell doom, gloom, and all of the vices that keep us in a state of mind where we're not progressive or we're not progressing. And so your vegetable music. So that's how I feel. I feel like that's a calculated move. and with racism involved in it, and prejudice, all connected to the whole, all of that discrimination, all that's combined into let us put all the money into nothingness. Not that these kids' music ain't something important to them, but it's like if what they're selling does not elevate the African American culture, so you know that really does. Now, eventually, we're gonna all find some people are gonna find a way to come up. People always make money at the demise of other people. That's been going on. Look at the wealthy Americans and the Republicans. They're all benefiting from the demise of poor people, and there's no middle class. And we know all of that political stuff is going on. But at the end of the day, this is the only industry that some of us going to even be able to think about earning in this country because there's no jobs. And a lot of people ain't talking about, these kids ain't talking about being doctors, lawyers, scientists, astronauts, you know, like they used to be, you know, the aspiring to be a professor at a prestigious college or some type of mathematician or something, or some, you know, some kind of engineer. We're focusing on, can we want to rap, twerk, be a dancer. The pole dance is now a big thing where people are,
that's
a job. I mean, it's incredible, man.
Right.
So,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's racism. No, it's all good, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm just passionate about this because I really understand what it is. At my age, I've been trying to help people, but you know, it's a mentality that people got to want to change and help and trust. And we don't trust each other as a race to even do good business. I got a great promotions company, a lot of stuff I can do to help independent artists even just begin to get some traction on themselves. And they would rather go somewhere else than to see the. I got the evidence. I show you the numbers, and you see my stats. You see what I'm doing, and you still don't want to don't want to work. It's like I don't know what else to tell you, man. It can be disheartening sometimes, but I try to stay focused on just those that want to engage me, and that's it.
Well, you know, it's proven because Coco, and which I've. You know, I have talked to Coco. I take that back. We had a brief conversation when we were arranging this conversation with you, and she sent me your catalog. And man, what a catalog, you guys! I recommend if you don't have Spotify, go to Spotify and type in St. James, and you can hear St. James music. I'm pretty sure on many other platforms, but I did that, and I mean, I got it set just to St. James, just listening to, because you have so many other artists that work under your umbrella, and it's just awesome just to hear, you know. But you know what? I have to share something with you guys. Janet, you already know this, but St. James, I'm going to tell you, I wrote a song. It's not finished yet, but I wrote a song.
Okay.
Janet, are you there? Are you there, Janet?
Yes, I'm here.
Janet, now, I told you the hook of it, right? Okay. Now, you guys don't laugh, but I wrote a song. Yeah. I'm just going to give you the hook, okay? And it's called On My Next Paycheck. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And it goes something like this. Gonna buy her diamonds and pearls on my next paycheck. Taking trips all around the world. Hey, on my next paycheck. Okay, that's as far as I get. But I think that's going to be a hit.
Hey, I don't think you're going to get a record deal with that one, Michael. St. James, don't try to sign it. She's trying to get a record deal with you, St. James. Don't try to sign it. Don't do it.
I should be independent. You know, Valentine's Day just went by.
I like that.
You know, Valentine's Day just went by. And guys had promised, you know, roses. You know, this one guy, all he had was some dandelions and a bottle of chocolate milk, you know, but he promised her he was going to give her some real roses on his next paycheck, okay? So I thought about it, and I said, well, that'd be a good song, you know, on my next paycheck.
Hey, Michael, Pop, you there?
Yeah. Tell him
what we can do with that idea.
Man, all you got to do is give it to us. We'll make.
And we'll give you writer credit for it, for that hook. We'll give you the writer
hey,
credit.
Mike,
put the lyrics
we'll give you credit.
Mike, I got a nice cut too, Mike.
Uh-huh.
I got a nice cut too. It's called Let Me Dip My Biscuit in Your Gravy in the Key of C.
Oh my God.
He said in the Key of C.
Okay.
That's right.
Wow.
Let me dip my biscuit in your gravy. Yeah,
that's
out.
Okay. It can't be in no other key but C. All right.
Yeah.
But I'm still working on it. I got to add more to it, you know. But you know, on my next page, you know, we'll see what happens.
Stay tuned to be continued.
Right. Hey, now I know we have you know 90 minutes, you guys, with St. James and Pops, and I got plenty of music here. We're gonna get to a new single, but I know there's no way I can do this conversation without playing one of the songs that we've heard before, and Cotton won't let me finish the show without playing this song. Am I right, Cotton?
Absolutely.
Cotton. Okay. So, you know, got to go with AWL, Absent Without AWOL, or Absent Without Moon. Okay. So it's called AWOL, Absent Without Love. Here's St. James. We'll be right back with more of St. James and Moon.
Just that one right here.
You know what? I'm actually tired of this love cycle.
Yeah.
First we argue, then we cool. It's crazy. To be real with you, baby, I just don't want to do it anymore. My love is gone. Yeah. Call it what you want, but I may walk. Yeah.
Girl, you wondering, get me back, baby, 'cause I've been gone too long, and it's driving you crazy. Oh, how you will miss my love, honey. Why did I leave? You knew I had to go. I see you think it's funny.
Just a fantasy, 'cause my love is AWOL. So don't you come close.
welcome back to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL at Atlantis, Georgia, with my co-host, Janet Davis, and also, Janet Davis, and Time and Shift, you guys, who normally spends the first hour with us because he does have other obligations in the second hour, and my co-host, Cotton Campbell, Officer Crenshaw. Our special guest today is St. James and Pops. That is a wall. Cotton, are you happy? Are you satisfied?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, you happy? You satisfied? That's your cut.
Of course.
Oh, that's
an
awesome cut.
Of course. No, that's one of my favorite songs by St. James,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I have to say again, James, that vocal, those arrangements, man, your background arrangements are just so on point.
Thank you so much, man. Just can't do it without my team, but specifically, man, that's my gift, and what I love to do is put these records together, and just give it. That's how music that we're. I mean, still it has substance, and it's still. So I got a lot of guitar, I put live instrumentation and stuff, guitars, bass and stuff. That keeps your music having a shelf life a lot longer than if you're just sequencing sounds and stuff. So I just really try to put elements in it I think is going to give it a lasting thing. Because I actually originally did that record in 2010. Crazy. Still,
okay.
It still sounds like I just did it.
Now, if you don't mind, share with us, because you have so many artists under your umbrella. Sine Goss has been on the show. Of course, Pops is here with us. I see where you have a Maxine Jones with It's My Intuition. I listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great song. Can you give us a listing of how many people that really are with the household name brand, Entertainment?
I'm putting it together. I'm still building, still recruiting. I'm trying to do something different rather than like sign artists. I don't got money. I can't. They, you know, it's a lot of work when you take on a responsibility relationship with artists, and because they are used to the old school industry where the record label picked them up and did everything for them, and all they had to do was just sing and you know get on stage when they had shows, and that was it. But today's industry requires an artist to be invested in themselves much as anything else. So what I try to do is because of the landscape of the industry, is try to partner with artists. I'm an independent myself. I'm like a player's coach in the NBA and NFL, where I was once a player, so I am a player, so I know how to come at, approach the player. So I'm an artist, so I know how to deal with other artists and what they go through. So it's, instead of just being a label manager or some kind of label executive, and I never been an artist myself, they can't relate. So I can. So I try to approach that with that philosophy and say, hey, why not partner? Let's do a partnership agreement where you 50% of you invest 50% of what you got into to the project, and I'll invest 50% of what I got to the project, and then we create 100% of a mutual equitable venture. When we put our heads together and our pocketbooks together, so to speak, we can put you're just as much invested in this project as I am, and it eliminates a lot. Then we maintain our independence in terms of our ability to put it out when we want, market it how we want, you know, promote it how we want, and, you know, sell the brand and build a brand how we want. That's the power that independent artists have, but you just don't have the machine that puts you in front of a lot of the people at a quicker clip. You have to organically snail crawl build your fan base as an independent. One new person at a time, one new listener at a time, one interview at a time, one podcast at a time. It's a lot of tedious work, and not everybody's cut out for it, man, and they usually get faint. It ain't for the faint of heart, I tell you that.
Right. I want to go ahead and reach out to the co-hosts and the listeners. If any of you have any questions or comments at this point, go right ahead. Don't everybody speak at once.
Well, I want to tell them that's one hell of a song. I mean, I love it every time I hear it. But I wanted to ask Janet and Cotton, are you guys wet? Because I'm wet after that song.
Didn't he say this last time? Is this the same show, my deja vu? If this day's on
we've been here before.
That's what he did last time he heard that record. He said the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute, did I go back in time?
But you know what? We're gonna ban. You know what? You're gonna be AWOL from this song. Okay, we're gonna ban you.
I'm like Pop.
Every time I play the song, I'm gonna put the whole. I'm gonna mute you completely from that section of the show.
You won't hear this
anymore because I don't want you to have to get up and go change your Fruit of the Looms every time you hear this song. Okay, so and then your wife is going to be mad because she's going to have to keep going to the washer every Saturday after the show. Okay, so
but see, it's the romantic in me, like Pop.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
when you hear it and when you feel it, it takes over.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Tim said it's not about the money, and it's not. It's about that feeling that it gives you from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet and Cotton, y'all can relate on that. Inside.
Oh, sorry, like
I'm gonna get that one. Cotton, do you want to respond to that?
Okay, they're kind of quiet right now.
Yeah,
after that comment.
Right.
All right. So, as I said, you have different artists under your umbrella. I do have Maxine's song here. If it's okay with you, Maxine Jones,
yeah,
I like
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We did a three songs on Maxine's. And so, without getting into detail, but the reality is, man, they were great records. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out where she should have been able to promote them records and get out there and do videos. It would have been awesome. But nonetheless, I own the music. It's my music, and I put this record out. People loved it. And so the rest is history. We have 1.7 million streams on that record, on them three songs right now in like 6 months, not even 5 months.
Okay, well, we're going to get to It Ain't Working in a minute, but let me go ahead and let you guys hear this. This is great. When I heard this, I said, wow. Okay. That's really the response. The response that you get or you give when you listen to this great music. So let's check out Maxine Jones. And this is called It's My Intuition. We'll be right back.
Anticipating for other ticket taking home. It's my intuition.
Welcome back to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show. That's it's my intuition. That's Maxine Jones' music by St. James. Man, when I heard that, okay, yeah, that is, man. That is, I mean, the sister got pipes on her, and the way she approached that song, I mean, that's R&B. That's R&B.
Right.
That's what I miss being able to hear on the radio. You know, radio stations now are your throwback R&B, your older songs, or better yet, I should say your pop songs. R&B, to me, personally, has been hijacked with, and no disrespect to Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars and all of them. And look at what Bruno Mars is doing now. He's got this other group or whatever, and they're doing like a, you know, a oldie soul type sound and everything. But it's there. It's out there. There's artists like yourself who do it, you know. And as you said, the record labels are not promoting the artists that really have that in their soul. That's their gift. It's a pop culture. I can't stand radio stations that play the same 10 songs in a row, hours on end. The same songs. It's all pop. Wow. That's a great song, my brother. It really is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Before we get to the last part of the show, though, I want you to go ahead now and give everyone the information how they can hear this music. And again, at the end of the show, but where can they hear it? I already mentioned Spotify, but I know there's many other platforms that they can get access to hearing this, and especially the music videos.
Yes, sir. My official website, stjames.com, www.stjames, stjames.com, my official site. Everything's on there. You can hit me on all digital platforms, every streaming platform you can think of. I'm all on all of them. Amazon, Pandora Radio. I got my own radio station, St. James Radio. You can pull it up there, music, my music. You could anything you want to hear of my catalog and all the artists that I have underneath. I got so much new music coming, so stay tuned. But you can find us all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, my YouTube channel, all the latest videos, everything. It's out there, man. I'm undiscovered. I'm seriously untapped. But when people do tap into what I'm doing and the music I've already released, I'm going to be a best-kept secret. They don't have to go back and rediscover it, which is fine by me.
Well, trust and believe. I mean, I'm okay. Now, you guys, hold on. Come over here. I want all y'all to come over here in this corner real quick, because I don't want anybody else to hear, okay? Listen closely. Listen. I work in the electronics department at Walmart, right? And they got this serious sound system in there, okay? And I link my phone to it, and guess what I do? I play the music I won't play. St. James, listen to that joint, man. It be on blast. I ain't kidding. But then when my manager comes, they be like, who's playing that? One of the customers. It's not me. So anyway. Just letting you know, when you download this music and you go into a Walmart or something like that and you can link your stuff, go ahead and link it with one of their Bluetooths. Blast this, okay? Give them a few minutes of it. That's how you do it. Okay, now we can all get out the hut. All right, so Cotton, do you have any comment? Cotton Campbell, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I was asking, do you have a comment on the track we just heard?
Oh yeah, I loved it. I really did. I really, really did. I love the St. James whole ensemble, the team, the music is great. So yeah.
Okay, I don't want to leave Pops. I know Pops have been patient. Pops, I know that Simple Man is not the only track that you recorded. I'm sure we should expect more from you. What's coming next with you? What's the next great song we're going to hear from you?
We got a couple more videos to shoot, probably, I think, in April.
Mm-hmm.
One's called Technology. St. James always teased me about trying to teach me to keep up
on everything online and stuff. So I'm learning a lot about that. So we got a song called Technology, pretty funky and fun. And then we got a song that St. James, like he mentioned earlier, I had a song out in 1979. And it was called Are You Freaky People? So St. James heard it, make a long story short, heard it. Say, Pop, that's an awesome song, man. We're going to flip that mug. He sent it to our music director, Ivan Johnson Jr., senior rather. And Ivan flipped it. It's got an Ohio West Coast feel, man. Now it's called Are You Freaky, Man? It is funky. So we got those two videos to shoot here coming up.
Fantastic. So now you guys shoot the videos. Now I know you both are in California, and just to kind of question this, St. James, I noticed that your music videos, you keep them simple but creative. You follow what I mean? It's
yes,
some great camera work, like with Baby Come to Me. You know, I like how you and Sine worked with each other. How do you go about, you know, when you're thinking about the, of course, you know the music, but what's your thought process when it's time to do the music video? How do you visualize what you want?
Okay, well, it's like this. I told my videographer, his name is Ramon Picaro out of San Jose in the Bay Area. So I shoot a lot of my videos in the Bay where it's so much to do, so many great locations and scenery, the Bay and all. It's just a beautiful geographical piece of this air land. This is beautiful in the Bay Area, so you can't go wrong shooting videos in the Bay. So I always make sure my videos in the Bay. So I shoot in the Bay, and I told him, I said, I don't want to do typical 90s R&B videos where the guy, everything you sing in the song got to be in the video verbatim. That's a played out stereotypical kind of a boxed-in level of thought process for R&B music. I think, yeah, R&B music is urban. It is soulful. It is comes from black people and blah, blah, blah. But we have different lives in this music, too. We also live, we have stories to tell, and they don't always have to be told with the jewelry and a bunch of women dancing around the video and freaky and sex all the time. It's just, so I wanted my videos to be more organic, practical, and realistic. You know, even the women don't have to be supermodel status, because half of the guys on the planet ain't going to ever date a woman that looks that good. Let's be honest, fellas.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So I want my visuals to be so any guy can see himself doing what I'm doing. And I want other artists to know that, you know, I mean, I try to be polished as much as possible, and I'm going to continuously get better with my videos. I pretend to have a ride. I ain't got no crew, no team, no stylist and all that. I just do the best I can with what I have. But my point simply is to show that other artists that you don't have to be a superstar. You don't have to have a whole bunch of money, and you can still polish up your visual, your content, and get better and continue to grow and elevate, because you have to have content these days. People don't just go listen to your record no more. They ain't going to the radio station to hear your record's there. They're not going to the record store to pick up your CD or your vinyl. They have to see your video, your visual, your message, your image, and you have to have a whole bunch of content to keep them satisfied, because they move on quick. And this is a whole different animal. So my point is, I just think in my videos, I go with, you know, we try to do something different. So with the mama song, like for instance, the mother song I did for my mom, we did Back to the Future. We used we had the DeLorean in there. It was crazy, the whole video. If you haven't seen the mother for the mama's video, go see that mug, because that's the type of different stuff we're doing. It ain't a typical R&B video, and even me and Pop stuff. So everything we do is creative. Ramon is really good at throwing out visuals, and I trust him because that's his lane. So a lot of times when videographers and artists get together, the artist is like, I want three discs, I want a truck, I want all this. And that's fine to have all that, but a lot of that is not practical and unaffordable. It's not affordable, and it's not practical in terms of shooting. So a lot of videographers try to give in to what artists want to the point, because they're paying them, to the point that they actually hurt the artist because they're doing too much or not enough. You see what I'm saying? So Ramon doesn't do that. He throws out the ideas, and we work together in concert, and we figure it out.
and then we just go with it and let the chips fall where they may. Because you just can't please everybody. Somebody going to have a problem with the video. Somebody going to like the girl in the video. Maybe my head was too big in the video. I don't know. I just try to do simple stuff that works, man. And I try to be practical so that every artist out there can see themselves in me independently.
Yeah. Wow, that's so true. You know, and I agree with you because you do see where a lot of times it's, you know, in the video, it's kind of like you know what's coming next, I guess. You know what I mean? There's nothing that, you know, where, okay, he said this in the song. He's going to show you that in the video.
Right.
I guess kind of like abstract art. You know what I mean? Kind of like an abstract type art. Where there's something else you can do and make a person think about, why did he do that instead, you know, and might see something different. I understand what you're saying. The time is now 7:37, and we're almost at the top of the hour, and we still have two more songs. I definitely want to make sure that we play. Remind everybody the song that you were nominated for yesterday, which we don't know, you don't know, and I don't know who won that category. But again, you guys, St. James was in a category of some great, you know, some great heavyweights in this music industry. Real R&B artists in this, I mean, boiling pot. Seriously, to be honest, when I looked at the listing, St. James, I was like, man. This is hard, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, if I was a person who was voting, I'd be like, you giving me this list of these cats?
Right.
You know?
Eric Robinson, come on, man.
Eric Robinson, Will Browning, Stokely Williams, Raheem Devon, St. James. I mean, come on now. You know, just have a time, like seven waves or whatever, you know. That's tough. That's really tough. So the track that you were nominated for, I believe, was Baby Come to Me, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Can we go ahead and pop that on to the player and let everybody take a listen?
Sure. Baby Come to Me. And in homage to the great Quincy Jones, the late Grant, James Ingram, and the lovely Patty Austin.
And who is singing this with you?
And Sine Goss, St. James featuring Sine. Right. Baby Come to Me. Throwback Covers Volume 1. Let's get it, baby. Oh, that's Baby Come Back.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Hey, that was killer, too. That's that player record. That's that player, old school player record. Baby Come Back.
Let's go ahead and do that. Well, let's go ahead and do that since I already gave them a sample of that. But I remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
So let's do that, and then we'll come back. Here we go.
Okay. Yes, what's up?
Spending all my night, all my money going out of the town. Doing anything just to get you off my mind. Started again. Trying to forget you is just a waste of time.
Baby, come back.
Come back. Any kind of movie.
There was something.
Everything about you.
Baby, come back.
Come back.
You can blame it all.
You can blame it all.
Wearing a mask of false bravado, trying to keep up a smile that hides a tear. But when the sun goes down, I get that empty feeling again. How I wish to God that you were here.
inside another heart that needs to share.
I don't wanna be the kind of deep inside of you. I love you, it's like a battleground. When I try to keep my head up, why you wanna knock me down? We go some rounds and put it down, but never found a common ground. Cause this ain't working, baby. This ain't working, baby, baby, no, no.
No matter what we do, it's not gonna work.
That's St. James, J-A-I, with a V. And that's It Ain't Working, W-W-E-K-I-N, just so that you know to spell it right. That's St. James with It Ain't Working. And the way I introduce those songs, you guys, I just have to quickly say, just do on time because we have 10 minutes left, is that there's a radio station in California, or there was, I don't know if it still exists, called K-Ace, and they used to introduce their songs. And when they would play two songs by the same artist in a row, they would say Aces Back to Back. Then when they did three, they would call it Aces Wild. And when they do four, a full deck. So we're going to give you a full deck. Hey, St. James, that's on there. Another great song. We only have 10 minutes, but where did that come from? You know that.
If you remember in my bio, I say I write life songs, not love songs. So that's a life song. Right. I've been through some stuff, and a lot of us stay in our relationships, marriages, friendships, business relationships, partnerships, way past the expiration date. And when we, and instead of knowing, we be healthy and move out, move on. And it's difficult, man. So that's why I came
like
up with that record. And I think people, right.
I'm
people
sorry.
Need,
but like
these kind
they
of,
have expiration date. Interesting.
Yeah, people need records that's gonna help them get through stuff, man. That's a really great breakup record, but it's the way I'm going about it is, you know, you're trying to be respectful. You ain't got to call her all kinds of names in order to move on. You got to be mature now. We ain't kids no more, man. We're grown people. We got to act like it.
Wow, great. Hey, look, we're down to 8 minutes, 9 minutes to be exact. I want to go around the board real quick. And you guys, all the co-hosts, all the listeners, any final questions or comments for our guests, St. James and Pops? Lady of the house, Janet Davis, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, I liked all the songs, but I just knew Being Gentle was going to be played, but I don't know what happened.
Well, we do hope that he will return again, you know, because he has over 30 songs in his catalog, if not more, that I'm aware of. So, I mean, maybe when he comes back, we'll go ahead and play even more you haven't heard.
I got so much more. Yeah, those are – I got in all kinds of records you have yet to play. So we got plenty of ammunition. You can have me back anytime. I'll gladly come back on the show and play some records and talk music with you in business anytime. Dennis, thank you so much for liking the music. Share it, and please share it.
Definitely. Cotton Campbell, ladies first. Your final questions or comments?
I just want to thank St. James and Pops for coming on. Like I said, the music has always been phenomenal. So I go all the way back from listening to a lot of his music because I enjoy it so much. I'm still got certain songs on repeat. So we appreciate you on here all the time.
Most definitely. Officer Crenshaw,
thank you so much.
your final question or comment, and I hope that you changed your Fruit of the Looms by now. If you got wet, you were saying you got wet. So.
Yeah. I'm not going to joke around this time. I mean, I love the music completely. I'm being serious. I'm not going to joke. I mean, I don't have what is that you call it, Mike, Spotify or whatever, but I'm going to go get it so I can listen.
Okay. Well, like he said, there's a lot of other media platforms that you can find. In fact, if you have YouTube, and again, I'm going to ask him to repeat how you can get this music for everyone who's listening around the world, because we are broadcasting around the world through Blog Talk Radio. If you want this, in fact, it's not an if, you should get this music, because this is modern-day R&B. You know, it's modern-day R&B, not the kind of R&B that you're hearing from pop artists, but from experienced, well-educated, you just put anything you want in front of it, and an experienced artist, you know, who's not looking for the money aspect, it's just the music aspect. That's the most important thing, and that's what I really appreciate about this brother, is that it's all about the music. You got a lot of artists out there who's trying to make a hit song just for the money. This brother is consistent with his music. You don't put something out there to say, well, let's see if it's, you know, like how you throw something up against the wall to see if it sticks. No, that's not the case. You know, that's not the case. Whatever he throws up against that wall, it's going to stick, and it might knock down that wall. So you guys got to support, you know, real artists.
Amen. Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Preach, brother, preach. Wow.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Church,
amen.
I don't think you heard me. Can I get a amen? Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. St. James, first of all, before we go, because we only got 5 minutes left, Pops, I really want you to share your last comment. And we really are honored to talk with you here on the show and love your songs. Look forward to hearing, you know, your next project. Looking forward to the new videos coming out. Do you have anything you want to share with us to all the listeners and the co-hosts?
To you guys, I just want to say thank you for having me. I want to let everybody know that you can follow me on my music, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, YouTube, and I'm on Instagram at Pops OOG. And I want to thank St. James for bringing me under his wing and molding me in what I am right now, because I really feel good about my music and my life. He's added years to my life just being around him and absorbing everything. And I want everybody to support all of our music. And just thank you for having
me. Thank you for joining us. We truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Love
you,
Pop.
Love
you, Saint.
Love you, Pop. You know, we were hoping to have this conversation about, what, last year. And I'm glad it didn't happen then. I'm glad it happened now. Everything's about timing, you know, because there was so much going on. And everybody had to take a breather, you know, a new year, this and the other. Not sure what was going on in the world, you know, but you know, timing is everything, and it's just a blessing. St. James, once again, I definitely want you to share your contact information to all the listeners before we get out of here.
Okay, and thank you, everybody, so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody's support out there. Cotton, you know, I appreciate you, sis. We haven't chatted in a while. You know, appreciate everything you did back when the gentle stuff with Cotton. And everything you're still probably doing behind the scenes. Thank you so much, everybody listening in. Appreciate all the good input. We're just going to continue to make great music. You can find me on my official website at saintjames.com, S-A-I-N-T-J-A-I-M-Z, saintjames.com on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. I'm all over the place. I'm all Google me. I'm at the top. Recently got my name trademarked, St. James, and my household name entertainment is trademarked through a brother, mutual brother out here in California named Charles White.
who I've been passing a lot of artists out to him as well. So thank you so much for loving R&B again and trying to fall back in love with the genre that a lot of us was created off of when our parents were intimate at one point or another. So thank you, thank you, thank you, R&B for life. I will never abort the R&B mission. Thank you so much, Michael, for having me, and God bless y'all, man.
All right. Hey, you guys, thank you so much to all of my co-hosts, all the listeners around the world, and everyone else, and anyone else that wants to listen to the shows. Remember, all the shows are archived, and make sure you tune in next Saturday for another great conversation. It's not always with a recording artist. It's just about having conversations about things that are important to us, the music, what's going on in the world, what's going on in our communities. We are the Variety Show. We are the TMGS. And we're going to leave out with St. James. And, hey, you guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you soon next Saturday here on the Mr. Gay Show.
Now that you are here with me, baby, let's do it right. Lady, you know just what I need. Yeah. I wanna hold.
Rock with you.